This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And President Obama is allowing further exploration for oil and natural gas off the Atlantic coast, the Gulf coast, and even off the coast in certain places off of Alaska. It's a far cry from his position on energy production just 2 years ago in the presidential campaign.
Believe me, if I thought there was any evidence at all that drilling could save people money who are struggling to fill up their gas tanks by this summer or this year or even the next few years, I would consider it. But it won't.
But the president's had a change of tune, apparently, in the 2 years since that statement. Mr. Obama today speaking at Andrews Air Force Base, talking about his comprehensive energy policy, most of it still geared towards renewable and clean energies, as well as creating green jobs. But the president also says he's moving forward with expansion and construction of the first nuclear facility in about 3 decades. And he says it's time to incorporate expanded offshore drilling as part of the overall energy plan, at least in the short term.
And in the short term, as we transition to cleaner energy sources, we still got to make some tough decisions about opening new offshore areas for oil and gas development in ways that protect communities and protect coastlines.
The president realizes he has detractors on both sides of this current position. First of all, of course, are environmentalists and the liberal base who think that further expansion, further drilling is a terrible idea. But the president says it's got to be part of the strategy.
But what I want to emphasize is that this announcement is part of a broader strategy that will move us from an economy that runs on fossil fuels and foreign oil to one that relies more on homegrown fuels and clean energy. And the only way this transition will succeed is if it strengthens our economy in the short term and the long run. To fail to recognize this reality would be a mistake.
The president also took a shot at those on the right who he claims want to drill everywhere without any regard to the environmental impact. He says there's got to be restraints on this, too.
Now, on the other side, there are going to be some who argue that we don't go nearly far enough, who suggest we should open all our waters to energy exploration without any restriction or regard for the broader environmental and economic impact. And to those folks, I've got to say this. We have less than 2% of the world's oil reserves. We consume more than 20% of the world's oil. And what that means is that drilling alone can't come close to meeting our long-term energy needs.
Plenty of reaction pouring in on this today, with House Republican leader John Boehner in record time denouncing the plan, saying that for the most part, the areas that we would be most likely to explore remain off limits. Texas Congressman Michael Burgess spoke with me about a number of issues today, including the president's decision to reverse course, at least to some extent, on energy policy. Congressman Burgess says he welcomes the change, but still wants to know what the bottom line is.
Maybe they're looking for a way to pay for their health care bill. I don't know, but I welcome the fact that we are willing to acknowledge the fact that we do need to consider offshore drilling as far as our nation's energy portfolio. After 14 or 15 months, I've learned to be suspicious of the motives coming out of the White House. They're not always as pure as they seem.
And one of the theories is that this effort is designed to attract some Republican votes, as well as moderate Democrats, to the idea of the overall cap-and-trade bill, which has been languishing up on Capitol Hill. Burgess says he's adamantly opposed to that plan.
The cap-and-trade bill itself, the whole concept that we're going to start selling futures of carbon, tons of carbon dioxide, I mean, that's the ultimate blue sky product. And if we thought Bernie Madoff made out like a bandit, just wait till you start selling futures in tons of carbon dioxide.
But some aren't even ready to take President Obama at the premise on this policy. Patrick Creighton is a spokesman for the Institute for Energy Research. He says if you look closely at what the president has ordered today, he's not expanding offshore drilling, he's actually restricting it.
What the president announced today, he didn't open up any new lands to offshore drilling. In fact, what he did was lock up additional energy resources in Alaska, up in the Chukchi and Beaufort Sea. That's north of Alaska. What he did today was, in my opinion, give members of the Senate political cover for their effort to move through a climate change and global warming bill.
So if there's no new areas, what exactly did the president do today? Mr. Creighton says this all goes back to 2008 and the efforts by Republicans to increase offshore drilling. He says Congress allowed a moratorium on offshore drilling to expire, and President Bush finally, after 7.5 years of doing nothing, lifted the executive ban. And he takes up the story from there.
When those two moratoriums expired, on the Atlantic, Pacific, and Alaska, outer continental shelf. At that point, there was no legislative ban on offshore drilling. So when Bush left office till today and frankly into the future, there is no legislative prohibition on offshore energy exploration. This administration, however, has not taken proactive, positive steps in opening those lands up.
To hear my complete interviews with Mr. Creighton as well as Congressman Burgess, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. While you're there, you can also catch my interview with Bing West, a combat Marine veteran, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, and a frequent embed with U.S. forces in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He'd recently returned from Afghanistan just a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him what he thought of the progress our troops were making in this latest offensive.
Wherever the Americans go, they can dominate. And the new change is that wherever the Americans go, there are now Afghan soldiers with them. So it's not an issue of what happens, it seems to me, on the battlefield anymore, Greg. We're going to have success on the battlefield.
So what is the major challenge?
The reason the president went to Afghanistan, he flew something like 17 hours round trip to spend 2 hours with Karzai and the Afghan cabinet. And the reason he did that was to say, come on, get with it, smarten up. And so the issue isn't how we do on the battlefield, really. It's what's happening with the government.
Bing West, again, that interview fully at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. Also there, my conversation with Maryland State Delegate Donald Dwyer and his efforts to impeach that state's Attorney General Doug Gansler for unilaterally declaring the law changed on the definition of marriage in his state by saying he wants to accept same-sex marriages performed in other states, despite the law and the previous Attorney General saying that the law in Maryland is marriage is the union of one man and one woman. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.